With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. A South Shore doctor says Canadians don't need to worry about abortion laws being repealed, but must remain vigilant. Dr. Robin McQuarrie, an obstetrician and gynecologist at South Shore Women's Health, is referring to the recent repeal of the Roe v. Wade decision made by the United States Supreme Court. McQuarrie is also an associate professor at Dalhousie University, where she instructs future doctors on abortion laws in Canada. She says there are many differences between the United States and Canada regarding abortion, starting with the fact there is no one law that governs abortion in Canada, so none can be overturned.
The statutes around abortion in Canada are that abortion is illegal or outside the purview of the law. So we don't have to worry about one specific decision being overturned because, in fact, the decision was to say this isn't something that should be governed by Canadian law. It's not a legal issue. It's a health decision. It's not a legal issue.
McQuarrie points out another misconception held by some Canadians is that there is a time limit on when an abortion may be performed. She says a fetus is not considered a baby or person under the law.
Personhood in Canada is governed by federal statutes, and personhood is not conveyed until a person has drawn their first breath and is alive.
McQuarrie says she performs abortions up to 12 weeks because that's what her training and equipment permit. She has heard anti-abortionists use late-term abortions as an argument against the practice, but says, in fact, they are quite rare.
They're very, very uncommon. They're typically the hardest decision that person's ever had to make in their life.
While readily available in Halifax, once going beyond the four regional hospitals that are within an hour of the city, access to abortion falls off drastically in Nova Scotia. A person with a uterus on either end of the province would need to travel several hours to Halifax to undergo a medical or surgical abortion. And McQuarrie says that inequality to access needs to be addressed.
We still have a disparate accessibility depending on where people are located geographically, and typically what comes along with geographical isolation is differences in income, differences in access to services. So it's really important that it be argued meaningful access is probably not fair across the province.
McQuarrie says even though there may be no one law that can be repealed in Canada, there are still other ways access to abortion can be limited. She says the many people who warned the new appointees to the U.S. Supreme Court would overturn the Roe v. Wade decision were laughed off and told it will never happen, and that can't be permitted to occur in Canada.
I often think people don't have a good sense of what gaslighting is, but that's truly what happened when people were rightfully protesting, saying we're worried we're going to lose this long-protected statute in the U.S. And so, you know, all the people that poo-pooed them and said, don't be silly, you know, you're really being dramatic. Well, in fact, that is in fact what came to pass. And so I encourage people to pay attention.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.